Good morning. It's the start day of my pilgrimage, taking my mother, my brother and I are both doing it, to Lourdes. And I'm thinking about a shower. And in fact, I'm getting into the shower. So, but this reminds me of the a feature of Lourdes. One of the features of Lourdes, which is very important, is that people get dumped in the water. They get close to total immersion in the water that flows from the river that is believed to have magical properties. So people believe it to be holy water, and they basically wrap themselves up in a very cold towel, and they are helped to immerse themselves in water. So in order to get into the spirit of this, I'm having a kind of cold shower. It's not totally cold, to be truthful with you. It's what would be called a tepid shower. So I'm starting the day today, Thursday, before driving off to Shannon Airport, before going into a sort of great rush. Oh, last minute, have I forgotten this or that, and I've got to take my daughter to her grandmother, and I've got to take the dog to its grandmother. Well, not really, to my daughter's, to my mother-in-law. And so what would it be like in Lourdes? I've been asked a lovely thing by Roger Overall, and it is to while I'm there investigate how the expectations of an unbeliever are met or disappointed, or and how the expectations of believers are met or disappointed, or well, how do people react? No, I won't be doing frenetic Twittering. I'll be doing research, basically. I'll be just quietly being myself in a space.
In Lourdes.
And Lourdes is a space where I have found in the past, as an unbeliever, that I've been very calm, and I've been calm and gentle, and being able to see people doing noble things all around me all the time. And the generosity of people who are helping others is gratifying and infectious. So it actually has, in the past, had a good effect on me. And in case you're wondering, I didn't have any distracting thoughts like, oh, this is mumbo-jumbo religion. You know, I don't feel like that about it. You know, I don't feel like I'm not one of these warriors for the sake of the truth or anything like that. Just because I don't believe doesn't mean anybody else doesn't have to not believe. As far as I'm concerned, at this stage of my life, it wasn't always like this, I have to say, but you can believe anything you like. That's your business. That basically is my stance. If you choose to believe something, I'm curious about what you believe, but I'm certainly not out there to persuade you to believe something else. You can persuade yourself if you want to. So yeah, so this is it, as part of the journey. I'm going to do an audio journey, I think. I'll do a few photographs on the iPhone as well. Will I actually write anything? I might write something after it's happened. I think I'll probably curate the audio. You know, the audio will be the raw data. And out of that, I'll put together some kind of a blog post. This, by the way, is the sound of a man acting calm while he shaves.
I am a little like the swan, though. I'm about to go paddling furiously under the water. It caught. Although most things are organised, I've got to have a last-minute panic, don't I? I mean, I wouldn't be me. It would be inauthentic if I was organised, sorted, completely. You know, I do have to think of a few last-minute things that I've forgotten, you know.
I have to do that. If I don't do that, it won't feel right. So I better suddenly discover in a minute that, you know, the plane is leaving earlier than was planned or something crazy. But, so there we are. This is setting the scene. This is what will Lourdes be like for me. I don't know. The truth is, the way it was for me the last time may not be the way it is this time. And indeed, I'm not going there. I'm going there with a curiosity about whether it will be different. And I've also been asked to light a candle. Somebody, very, very lovely woman, asked me last night to, I said, would you like me to say something about, oh, say a prayer for me? That was a kind of reflex reaction. But actually I said, well, yes, would you like me to do a prayer, or would you like me to light a candle? Which would be your preference? And she picked the candle. She picked the candle. So which, I wonder what you prefer. Would you like me to say a prayer? A prayer from an unbeliever? Would that count as much as a prayer from a believer? I wonder. But now I'm not taking the large bottle of shaving cream. I'll have nothing but trouble going through blooming airports with a large bottle of shaving cream. So that's it. That'll save me a lot of trouble. Now, the next thing you'll hear will be the sound of teeth being washed. I don't have an electric toothbrush. Do you have an electric toothbrush? Cleaning teeth is like an internal spring clean. And maybe that's what Lourdes is like too. Maybe going to Lourdes is an internal spring clean in June. Anyway, let's just hope that it doesn't pour rain on the parade all the time. Lots of love. Bye.